year, new team, new rules. Baseball is back with bigger bases. But we assure you Miller Lite is still the same refreshing brew you've known and loved for years. They're pouring them fast and furious at Old Crow Smokehouse. It's opening day. Opening day. This is Carmen and Yurko, live on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Old Crow Smokehouse here at Wrigleyville. We're here for opening day. And it's now time for Carmen Yurko.
Bop, 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 bop. Bop.
Boy. What's up, fellas?
We don't get to hear morning. That enough anymore.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
What's up, boys?
How are you?
Hey, they got the music for you guys.
Yeah, well, we're going to start the dance party here.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that.
You don't shut the music down. I'm leaving Chicago.
Here's a late 70s reference for you. Danny Terrio. And I. We're going to start the dance party.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Keep the kids coming, Yurk. That's good.
Yes, sir,
that's
exactly.
What's bringing them in. That's what's bringing them in.
How do you attract those 20-year-olds? Talk about Danny Terrio.
If you don't take the Brian McCray jersey down, I'm out of here. Chicago.
I told you, boys, it was going to be an old school reference. I mean,
yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Way to
that's
set
where
it
I
up.
Operate. Yeah.
Yurko, you're the man.
So what's up, fellas? Opening day. It's miserable outside.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say miserable, but it's chilly. There's a nip in the air.
I'd say miserable.
But
I'd
it's supposed miserable. To be like 51 by game time. They
well,
keep
51
saying.
And windy. 51 and windy is no good.
It's only 36 right now.
Yeah, 51.
It's chilly.
Hey, 51 and sandy would be a whole lot better. Huh? No. 51 and windy.
The 25th anniversary show's over, I thought.
Oh, no.
Obviously
oh, no. It's
not.
Continuation.
It's still going on?
We're still going. We're never going to stop.
I remember fighting.
Oh,
we are never going to stop.
My God.
A week later, we're going to keep it going.
We could have talked for 7 hours about the brouhahas.
Oh, yes. Oh, so good.
Most of the time, I wasn't there.
So good.
Except when you threw the phone at Danny.
Well, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Savard got fired. Savard got fired, and they said, you can't talk hockey.
Right.
I go, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys talking about?
Danny still says we can't talk hockey.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason to talk hockey right now.
Other than tanking
correct?
For Bedard. That's it.
That's it. That's
tank
all
hard
we want.
For Bedard. 4-1 loss last night. There we go, boys.
Eric Bedard? He pitched.
Eric Bedard. Very funny.
What are you thinking, Carm? Did you put anything down on bet total, on win totals?
You know, no. I do not have. I've got a few wagers, futures wagers out for the MLB season. I have nothing
MVPs.
On our beloved. I've got an MVP bet. I've got a home run leader bet.
Who's your home run leader bet?
I'm all in on Yordan Alvarez. I have him at MVP and home run. Double digit odds on both. About 11 to 1.
I have Aloy to be the MLB home run leader at 30 to 1.
Was he going to do that in a wheelchair and a sling?
Wow. I like it, but is Aloy going to play 95 games?
Well,
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, there's a better odds of him being caught in the outfield net.
Hey, man, hey, listen, right the, maybe he can get that as a full-time line. DH. Maybe he can get there.
If Aloy plays 140 games, I think you have nice value on that because I think he is certainly capable of doing that.
Agreed. When it
and
warms
at
up
to one,
that ballpark, it's a jet stream.
Look,
bam!
He was clearly the best offensive player on either side of town last year. Problem is he played 80 games.
Well, right.
I mean, that's been the unfortunate trend. So we
and then I bet Patrick Wisdom is the strikeout lead. Oh, wait, those are pitchers.
No, you can't do that with Patrick Wisdom. That's your home run king for this season.
Oh,
Patrick Wisdom. Here's what I said. I said on the show earlier, I said, this Sox team, for me, if you're not in contention by the time we get to the trade deadline, you've got to start unplugging this thing.
Oh.
And I don't mean tank. I'm just saying, like, with Giolito, that might be one of the first to go.
As a free agent.
So, like, let him go. It's about time to get some young prospects if you're not contending. That's a big if.
All-star break. Yeah. All-star break, you're probably going to be at 94 games. What record do you have to have? I mean, listen, if you're 94 games in and you're 47-47, that's not where you want to
be. Well, but hold on, though, because of the division, if you're within five games.
I've got you. But reality has to rear its ugly head, too. If you're middling at 47-47 and you look at the squad and you say, we don't have it, it's a time to go ahead and move and to redo this thing a little bit. That's a real question that might have to be answered at that point.
It might.
I'm not asking for tanking because you still have Anderson and Robert who are untouchables for me. But when it comes to, like, what, Giolito?
Well, he's in a, he'd be Moncada? An obvious one. Well, Moncada, too, if anybody would want him.
Right.
Yeah, if he bounces back. Moncada, I told this, and I was giving Yurko the data a couple of weeks ago about this every other year thing. The even number years stink. The odd number years have been outstanding. I go figure it out. I don't know. But it's since he came into the league.
Well,
18, terrible. 19, great. 20, terrible. 21, great. 22, awful. 23, let's see. He does this every other year thing. So maybe he plays great and he is desirable for someone else. Giolito would make a lot of sense. I don't know.
I feel like he hasn't been the same since COVID, quite frankly.
Yeah.
In 20. I told you that. It's like I didn't think he was the same ball player.
Moncada or Giolito?
Moncada.
Moncada. But 21, but he was good in 2021 again. And then last year he sucked. So I don't know what the hell to expect.
By the way, I gave out my rookie of the year pick in the National League, 30-1.
30-1. I'm trying to remember who I went with. Who did you go with, Cap?
Hayden Wisniewski.
Hayden Wisniewski. We were just talking about him yesterday. That is a real long shot. But
yep.
Hey, there's value on it.
Sure.
So Jed pulled the curtain back on how that deal went down.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Who did they try? I couldn't think of the reliever they sent there last
Scott
year.
Efros.
Scott Efros. Thank you.
So he said, we loved Efros, and we had 5 years of control. So we were giving up a lot. And he said, I got calls from four teams in the AL East. All are in the race. All want him because of his pitch metrics, how he gets right-handers out. And I kept going back and forth. And he goes, we don't call you and go, we'll make an offer. The way they do it, he has all his scouts out there. They target, we want this Carmen DeFalco.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say yes or no. And he said, Brian Cashman is always a fair guy. And I told him, got a lot of interest. You want Efros? You want to make the deal? I want Wisniewski.
Wow.
And we got him.
And it's been good so far. He had, he had a good second half last year,
I think people thought he was making the team this year in the rotation.
And now he is the fifth starter, right? Yeah. So at 30-1, not bad. I went chalk in the NL for a rookie of the year. I went with Corbin Carroll in Arizona, but he's chalk.
Chalky. So.
And who in the American League?
Japan? I did not go with chalk there. Gunnar Henderson's the favorite. I went with Anthony Volpe in the American League.
Who's the kid from Japan?
That's the kid, Matsuyaka, I think. I can't remember now.
Be careful there.
I know.
Be careful.
He's trying to pronounce a name.
Matsuyaka. Hang on a second, Yurko. I want to make sure the kid's safe.
Boston. Let's just put it that way.
The kid from Boston.
The young Japanese player in Boston.
There you go. Now, that's how you do it.
Your cousin from Boston. They're going to be cheering for Matsuyaka on the Monster in Fenway.
Your cousin from Boston.
It's the best. I love it.
Hawaii's.
It's out on Lansdowne Street. Oh, my gosh. My gosh.
Brian Dahlbach. Brian Dahlbach.
Is there ever a better Red Sox name than Brian Dahlbach?
Oh, my God.
Dahlbach.
Masataka Yoshida.
Is that it?
That's it.
I was way off.
And he is 5-1.
Yeah, he's 5-1. Masataka Yoshida.
Gunnar Henderson is +265, yeah. Anthony Volpe +5-1.
I went Volpe.
+500.
Yeah.
And Tristan Casas.
Casas. Yeah.
8-1.
Yep.
Casas.
Oscar Colas, 13-1.
Oscar Colas, baby. I'm excited,
right.
Hoodie.
But he's not even starting today.
Well, are they doing that because they're facing a lefty? Or I mean, right?
Maybe.
Did we see a lineup yet?
It's in the Sun-Times right there.
They did put the official lineup in
They just have projected lineup.
Okay.
And it's against Framber.
Because it's Valdez, so I was figuring they might not play Cola. So is Aloy going to be
DH?
He is going to be DH.
And they have Romy Gonzalez.
Well, who's going to play right?
Romy Gonzalez.
That's
right. What they have in the paper.
Romy. Yeah.
It's already starting. I mean, like, Romy Gonzalez.
Hey, we got two shortstops in the middle of the infield, too.
Tony made the lineup.
Romy Gonzalez is an infielder.
This is the way the Sox roll, though. You got to be able to have a utility guy just all over the field. That's how that works.
You got
Scotch tape at second base. So you got a shortstop at second base. You got the Anderson at short. Like, okay.
We got Romy Gonzalez and right against
that's what Darryl wrote. That's not from me.
How many years are you going to go without a real second baseman? I'm just asking about that.
I don't know. I mean, or a real right fielder for crying out loud.
I mean,
hopefully Colas is it.
Yeah.
But I get it. His first game, you don't want to play him against Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
Part of me is just like, why not?
Framber's pretty good.
I know he is, but I don't know. I mean, this kid made the team. He did everything you asked and then some.
Colas will have the majority of the lion's share of the time.
I know, I guess. I don't know. We'll ask Connor and Benetti about that because we're going to talk to both
again,
of them.
Again, that's like, the projected Sun Times lineup.
No, and it makes sense. It's easy for me to say sitting here. I don't have to fill out the lineup card. But part of me, if I were the manager, would be like, all right, kid, you made it.
Go get him.
You're our, we believe in you. You're going to be in our lineup. Here you are. Go play opening day.
Hit seventh and or eighth.
Yes. Yeah. You're playing a tough left. We're facing a tough lefty, but let's see what you can do.
Come out of there 2-2. Would you take it right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
They're good, man.
They are good.
Like, it took Dusty forever to win a World Series. Now you feel like he can win two straight.
They're really good.
And the favorite, right?
They're right. The Yankees and them and the Yankees, right?
So maybe they're really good. I'm feeling Houston, San Diego.
I have San Diego going to the World Series.
Yes, that's what I'm feeling.
So I tell you what, my pick. We're going to go through all of our picks. I'm telling you guys, National League and American League, you might as well look at last year's final standings. I mean, there's not much difference.
Yeah.
Tell me the National League, if you guys looked at it, how do you pick any six teams other than the six that made it last year in the National League? Mets, Braves, Phillies, Cardinals, Dodgers, Padres. How do you pick any other team in the NL except
those? Sleeper?
Maybe the Brewers.
Where's the Cub?
No Cub. And you talked about it. Not yet.
Hold on, the Brewers
pitching is awesome, but I mean, do you like this Brewers lineup?
No.
If 78 wins get you a division title, then the Cubs are in. If 78 wins can do it, then you got a division title.
Right. Yeah, that's probably
Johnny,
not going to
be the good kid.
Don't do it.
We pushed last year.
Yes, we did.
It's 77.5 in Vegas. Yeah. I want the over for 100. Are we in?
Yes, I'll take
sandwich
the
bet. Done.
Sandwich bet. So
no,
you've got 77. Yeah. You've got 78.
I'm right. happy. I'm like happy it. To have 77.
You want to go? You want to go two C notes?
100 is good enough for everyone.
How many did the Cubs win last year?
74.
They finished 12-3.
So can they improve by four games?
They finished 12-3.
I have them 82-80.
And Guy Smiley had a good September. Their pitcher.
They're not winning 82 games.
Old Guy Smiley.
82 games.
I don't think so.
No.
Although they got it now. We talk about the divisions. It's not like it used to be. Remember, the schedule is different.
Right.
This year.
You don't get 19 Pirates.
You don't. That's right. You don't get. Cap's right.
Look what I have for the Sox.
Oh, come on. Save that. Save that.
Okay, that's a good tease. I want to see.
Save that.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't get 19 games against the Pirates. You don't get 19 against the Reds. It's true. For the White Sox, let's see. You don't get 19 against the Royals, but they can't beat the Royals. So.
Or the Twins.
But you don't get. Well, the Twins might be decent.
They'll be okay, I think. They'll be all right.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Twins are like one of those little sleepers.
They're the sneaky team.
I wouldn't be shocked.
There's your sneaky team,
Cap,
right
how about
there,
this?
Jonathan.
We didn't talk about this part of it, right? I asked Cap, if you're hanging around by if you're hanging around, you all right, pal?
Yeah.
All right. I'm asking a question. Over. Like, if you are hanging around.
The Cub?
By the time you get to the trade deadline, do you add? What if you're not? You take away?
There's nobody to sell off except maybe Ian Happ. Like, who is there to sell off this year?
Bellinger. He's in a one-year deal.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But
one-year deal?
That's a
yeah. But Bellinger. But listen, guys, if he's got eight home runs by the time and he's got a 295 on base, I don't know. I mean, anybody?
Sell off though? If you're not,
I mean,
if you won't
like,
be
I didn't see the Efros trade coming, and then you look at it, and you're like, that was a really smart trade. I got a starter for 6 years.
What Stroman,
20-year-old reliever? Is Marcus Stroman has an opt-out after this year.
So he could be one of the guys?
He could be.
Ian Happ's a free agent.
He could be.
So I guess you'd have a couple of guys.
He's all in on Ohtani, though.
And we're going to replay Jed. I missed it because I was walking up here.
Yeah.
And I saw Jed walking out when you guys were done with him. Yeah. We're going to replay it. So I want to listen to everything he talked to you guys about. But did he touch on Ohtani?
So I did. We can't bring up the name.
I know, yeah.
But I said, if you needed a guy, and we're talking, what did I say, $450 million, do you have the ability to do that? And he said, yes.
Really?
Okay. We've kept our powder dry. Yes. He goes, the way he looked at it, he said, if we need a thump in the lineup, which we would like to have, we need a number one starter. I'm like, I know of a guy that
can do both things.
Okay. All I know is that in next year's free agency, it's Ohtani, and then there's this big gap.
Yeah.
To the point where if you don't sign Ohtani, you'll have to re-sign Ian Happ.
Ian Happ's going to be one of the biggest.
Yeah.
I mean, if he has, if he replicates last year, Ian Happ will be one of the.
Who's a better player, Ian Happ or Andrew Benintendi?
Ian Happ.
Agreed.
Probably he's a switch hitting thunder stick.
Well,
they're very similar.
Benintendi got $75 million. Ian Happ.
Oh, Ian Happ's gonna get more than that.
He's probably getting four for 80.
Just drop.
I love Ian Happ.
He'll get more than that. Yeah.
Just dropping stuff in.
4.6. 4.6 WAR last year.
Is that what it is?
Oh yeah. Carmen looked at it.
No. He didn't have that many.
4.6. I looked
maybe
up.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was around there.
Because every other year it's been 1-2, 1-3, 1-4.
He was over four wins last year.
Last year was definitely over four. I saw 4-6. Maybe Carmen.
He's
had
a great dude.
A different
too.
Metric.
If
switch
he has
thunderstick.
If
that's
he has the kind
him.
Of year he had last year,
oh, yeah.
he'll be one of the more coveted free agents.
Oh, no doubt,
the best.
And he wants to stay here. His fiance is from Arlington Heights. They want to make this their home.
Because Manny ended up
maybe I could
saying he was
going
to opt out but re-signed, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Manny like,
Machado re-sign?
Right, he redid the deal with the Padres.
He did.
Yes, because his deal was null and void. It was already old.
Do they have a printing press in San Diego?
Yes.
Like, what?
Because the owners are billionaires, yeah, and they don't care.
And now he said they want to open negotiations with Josh Hader and Juan Soto on extension top.
Like, you got to love that.
Yes.
They don't care.
It. They're not paying for hotels and pieces of macaroni outside the field.
Wow,
so these guys
got a lot of money.
And money keeps coming in. Money keeps rolling in. That's the key.
What money?
Money in San Diego. Money.
Their own private billions.
That's the money. Private billions.
They're like the 26th media market.
Yeah.
And look at their payroll now. Like they're out of the MLB teams. They're like 26th out of 30 MLB teams.
Yeah.
And look at their payroll.
They don't care.
I love it.
They've got billions.
I love it. I know that pisses you off because they get – hey, but if you're San Diego, you have to compete with Los Angeles.
Totally.
You want the Dodgers to take everybody. You gotta,
right.
That's a real rivalry now, those two, as far as the spending dollars.
They are not running it as a business. They're running it as a public trust. Like,
fair.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Totally. We're going toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. The owner's the grandson of Walter O'Malley, isn't he? I think he is.
He is.
Which is sort of ironic when you think about it.
Yeah.
He's the old Dodger owner's grandson. But, yeah, he's like they're full in on – we're going to compete. We're a couple hours south of them, and we're insignificant. Not anymore.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be great. The Tatis thing will be interesting, like when they get him back, how he segues back. And
he's going to play right field.
He's going to play right, I guess. Crazy. And
so I bet
I think he's pissed off a lot of those guys over the last year and a half, though, boys. I think he's pissed off a lot of them.
He better just put his nose on
and probably
has
some work to do.
Go to work.
Yep, absolutely.
I bet these championship parlays – so I pick a team in each sport.
I heard you talk about the NFL one.
So I have one now.
The NFL one's crazy.
Oh.
But it would pay huge.
Huge. The Jets Lions. But I have one, Connecticut to win the NCAA, which I bet like 2 months ago. So I got them at 14-1. I have.
So this isn't a parlay, though, right?
It's a parlay.
Okay. So Connecticut?
Connecticut to win the NCAA basketball. I had Georgia to win the college football.
So that's
already did. I have the Padres to win Major League Baseball, the Bucks to win the NBA, and the Avalanche to win
the
NHL.
Oh, back-to-back? Oh, Cappy, that's tough. All right, so you already have one leg in. I think you're going to get UConn. I don't mean to jinx you, but UConn looks awesome.
Hold on a second.
I almost thought we were on Unhinged. I almost dropped an F and awesome. UConn's been incredible.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx you, Cap. I don't think UConn's losing, boys, tomorrow or, I mean, Saturday or Monday.
Well, you just did it.
I might have just jinxed you.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've always said that the bastion of college basketball has always been in South Florida. It always has been. I mean, I've always thought that, right? For college basketball,
I'll tell you, that FAU.
Always go to South Florida.
Did you
see
that interview with him? He took the job, and 3 hours later, he said, with my wife, and he's in tears. I got to get out of this.
Oh,
I committed career suicide.
Yeah,
I can't win here.
And now look,
5 years later,
you got a gym that's 3,000.
You got the entire community's at dinner by 3:30.
Right.
I mean, what are you doing? And now he's got him in the Final Four.
One step from playing for the title.
Nobody's going to those games. They're in bed.
No.
They had the early bird.
No.
They got their pajamas on and a warm glass of milk, and that's it.
Say something else. Miami doesn't care about the Hurricanes either.
Yeah, they don't care. About football, maybe that's about it.
Yeah, football, not basketball.
I love Jim Larinaga, so I'm happy for him. So if you get those first two legs,
Then I need Colorado Avalanche and Bucks.
And the Bucks, I think you're in good shape, too.
And then the Padres.
When do you prop swap that bad boy? If you get 3 out of the 5.
Yeah, you got to
list that.
Cash it in.
You got to move that.
The problem is you're going to be close with, like, Bucks, Avs. Like, that's good. The way it's going to line up is it's going to be right. If one of them, what ends last? I think basketball ends after hockey. You got to hope the Avs win and then. I think the Bucks are going to win.
But
so.
The Padres might be a year away. That's why.
Well, now you're waiting until November.
It's
I'd prop swap it.
Tough spot.
Yeah, and in baseball's so crazy. If that was your last leg, there's tough. So much variance. I'd sell that in a minute.
Yeah.
You know what it pays?
A lot of money.
I bet it's a lot. It's a 5-leg parlay. For
enough for
what
you
is
to
it?
Leave?
What is it?
$9.4 million.
Yeah, he'd be off the morning show.
No.
9-4?
Oh, yeah.
So long, everybody.
Does it really pay
you? They wouldn't pay you. They wouldn't pay you at that point. They charge you.
Cap, if you get 60% of that in, you've got to list that.
Cap, you can keep the show, but you got to pay to keep the show.
That's what they tell you. If that cashed, he'd be off the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, of course.
They banish him.
That's a lottery ticket.
They banish him.
You kidding me?
I'll do it from Europe. Take that.
Take that.
Audi.
I'll do it from the steps of
the
Sistine
Chapel. Can I get the Tribune?
Audi 5000.
Can I get the Tribune out here?
Can I get the Tribune out here? Wow. I mean, you got a problem.
Do they still print that thing?
Yo, you know. You know.
I just go on my phone every morning. I don't know.
No.
They still actually print it.
No, they still. Yeah, there's papers out there.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what this is. This is the pamphlet.
That's a leaflet.
The leaflet.
This is Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
That's about as thick as famous Jewish sports heroes.
Exactly. Something light.
I've got a 1994 Sun-Times downstairs in my desk.
Yeah. This
94.
It's like a dictionary.
It's unbelievable.
The size of it.
It's unbelievable.
You saw Jordan like in the 30 for 30.
Yeah.
You see Jordan reading one. It looks like he's got himself something in front of him.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
Do you remember
what that is?
When we were young, you'd get the Sunday paper. If you dropped it on the table, it'd go thump.
Yes.
I mean, now this thing's going to fly away in the breeze. I mean, like, look at this thing. This is the newspaper?
That's brutal. Brutal.
You'd give this to my kids, they wouldn't know what to do with it. They wouldn't know. They would look at it and be like, what is it?
My sister-in-law's 51. She was at the house. She said, what is it? They still make the paper.
They have no idea, dude.
Do you guys remember the National?
The National.
That's what this has become now.
Tom Keegan.
This has become the National right here. That's what you're looking at.
It's hilarious.
I was shook about the National. the National.
Did you see this headline? The Angels' costs don't justify sending radio crew on the road.
They're doing all the games from a studio. Except if they're at home, they'll go to the stadium.
You know who the new – I don't know if he's doing radio or TV. Wayne Randazzo got the is he doing TV hoodie? Wayne Randazzo used to work with us when he got out of college briefly.
He was my intern at GN.
That's right. He
the
was
Dazzler.
Pap's intern. Wayne got out of college. This has got to be 20 years ago, right? Wayne worked with us for, I don't know, maybe not long. He got the job in New York covering the Mets, doing pre and post for the Mets.
He was color with the Mets. With Howie Rose.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. And now he's going to L.A. to do the Angels. I'm happy for Wayne. He's a great dude.
I would have kept the Met job.
Loves baseball. Yeah, I might have kept the Met job, too.
I would have kept the Met job.
I might want to stay with Steve Cohen right now.
Yeah, I probably would have done
it. Wow. I know. I might want to say stay in the Big Apple.
It's like a,
but good for Wayne.
All right, we're going to get out of your way.
All right, boys.
We'll see you guys in a bit.
See you guys.
Have a great day.
Talk to mom. All right, boys.
You will.
$100.
I'm going to come by and say hi in the morning.
I get 78. You get 77.
That's right.
Done and done.
Carmen and Yurko from Old Pro Smokehouse coming up next right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Welcome back to Opening Day, the North Side Way. Live from Old Crow Smokehouse on Clark Street in Wrigleyville. Presented by Miller Lite.
Stop by or listen live on the ESPN Chicago app on FM at 100.3 HD2 or ESPN 1000.
To be square, we got a great show for you. We're live at Old Crow. On Clark, come by and see us. Got a bucket of ice cold Miller Lights right here.
Chilly Miller Lights.
Look at that, Yurko.
Is that Huey Lewis in the news
that
up from the East Coast?
That
West
is
Coast?
Huey Lewis.
San
in the
Francisco,
news.
I believe they're from.
You know that? You've got me on. I don't know.
I think they're from the Bay City, yes.
Were
San
they
Francisco.
Big time in the 80s or
not
what?
The Bay City Rollers.
No. S A T U R D A Y.
Night. You remember that one.
We are here for Cubs opening day. We got a big show. It's opening
a nice
period
crowd.
Across
baseball.
We got
a baseball. Nice crowd. We got a nice crowd here.
I see Cubs jerseys.
And the ladies. And let me tell you,
we got
you
a Diamondbacks jersey and even some White Sox stuff. So.
I know. I've seen some of the ladies today. And let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Hands are together, girls. Nice job. Yeah. Tremendous effort today.
Yeah, I'm sure that's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Hello. How are you?
Nobody knows.
My head's on a swivel, kid. I don't know about you.
No one knows how to flirt.
Boy, I tell you, like
the good kid. Yeah. Come by and see us if you are going to the game today or if you're just banging around in Wrigleyville looking for something to do. Come by and see us here at Old Crow.
We're
here. We got food. We've got ice cold Miller Lite, full bar, and we're going to be here all the way until 2 o'clock. Loaded show. Greg Matzik, our teammate from Milwaukee, is going to join us. He knows the Brewers inside and out. He's actually here at the bar. He's going to be at the game later. So he'll jump on our teammate from WTMJ and from ESPN Milwaukee. We're going to talk to Jesse Rogers at noon. Connor McKnight's going to jump on with us in about 20 minutes. Jed Hoyer replay as he spent time with Cap and Hoodie earlier today. Jason Benetti all over the White Sox for us. Live in Houston at 1 and McKnight at the movies. So it is a loaded full show, my friend. We'll have some fun along the way. A lot of baseball. Our full preview, our full breakdown. I won't say it yet, but Yurko showed me the number.
Yeah, the number for Sox wins is a...
Don't say it. Don't even hint.
I'm not going to hint. I'm going to wait people away. I'm going to make people
wait. It's 59 wins. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Just that. Yeah.
Ted Kluszewski, 59 White Sox? No.
Ted Kluszewski was on the 59 White Sox.
Not 59 by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I'm not even going to hint.
I've got him doing a little bit better there, Carm.
One way or another. But, yeah, we want to talk baseball with people today. How do you feel? It's opening day. This is usually the best time of year. I don't know how hopeful Cubs or Sox fans are. I think maybe White Sox fans a little bit more because there's a little more talent, I think, on the South side. The problem is
there
has not all come together.
There is. It's factual. There is more talent on the South side.
Yeah.
There is. It's unrealized talent. It's untapped talent. It's talent that hasn't been delved into. That's the worst thing you can have. They're coach killers. Having great talent and then not producing what the talent gives you with the production, gets coaches fired.
It's like Trey Young.
Gets managers fired.
Just keeps getting coaches fired.
And that's
fired.
What they're doing. I'd rather have a team of less talented people that overachieve.
Like Cleveland.
Yeah. I'd rather have overachievers
on my
talented. Squad.
Don't get me wrong.
Rather than having a talented group of guys that can't perform to the level that they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's frustrating as hell on the South side.
It is. Because you're right. There's a lot of talent down there. I mean, whatever stock you put in these ranking systems – Or rankings, it's very opinion-based, it's very subjective, but just as maybe a little bit of a guideline, you look at MLB's list, and there are five White Sox in the top 100.
Yeah.
There's one Cub. I mean, so it's not, this is not like some sort of Cubs versus Sox take or hot take or partisan a bipartisan take.
Right.
So
you looked at the rosters, and one's more talented than the other. That's
the Sox are pretty talented on
paper. Sox have pretty talent. I asked for the removal of one individual last year, and they removed them. I expect the White Sox to play better because of that.
I do, too. But
I think they played the way their sleepy Rip Van La Russa manager was.
Yeah.
Tired, aged, on the side. Brain, synapses, not firing.
You know,
so I expect with Grifols there, I expect them to be better.
I know we talk in hyperbole a lot, Yurk,
like
with what we do. I mean, but I said it to Dion the other morning. Like, we honestly could have done exactly what Tony La Russa did last year.
I could have done that.
Like, I could have walked a guy with two strikes.
Right.
I could have, intentionally.
Yeah.
I could have fallen asleep in the dugout. I could have needed a fan in the stands to alert me because of a platoon situation to pinch hit somebody.
Yes.
Like, I could have done all that. I'm like, I could have done that. You could have done that.
I could have done that.
That's how little he did. That's how useless he was.
Yes.
Are they going to truly be better now that they've eradicated that part of their organization? I hope. And Jesse's been telling us that, Jesse Rogers, since the moment they hired Pedro Grifol. Do you believe that, White Sox fans? That's the change that was necessary, and now they're off and running. 312-332-3776 is the number. Join us, jump in, talk Cubs, talk Sox, whatever you want. We're going to do a lot of baseball breakdown today. We got a ton of great baseball guests. We're live at Old Crow Smokehouse, so come by and see us. We're drinking Miller Lite. We're here till 2. We'll be right back.
You
are listening to an extended live broadcast of the Carmen and Yurko Show.
Live from Old Crow Smokehouse on Clark Street in Wrigleyville.
Why aren't you here? It's opening day, kids. Live on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
We are live at Old Crow on Clark, just down the street south of the ballpark. Come by and see us today. We're drinking Miller Lite. We're talking baseball. It is opening day. The Cubs have a 121st pitch against the Milwaukee Brewers. The White Sox will be on national TV tonight. But, of course, turn the sound down on the TV and turn it up on your radio dial. AM 1000, FM 100.382, yeah. Or the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to Len, DJ, and Connor McKnight as they broadcast from, what do they call it these days? Is it Minute Maid down there? What is it, still Minute Maid?
It's not Tropicana. I think it's
Try that. Yeah. Is it still Jake? Is it still Minute Maid?
Is it named after some cryptocurrency?
It is still Minute Maid.
It's sometimes hard to keep up these days. Yeah. You know that as often as the, and you wonder if it's like some crypto thing.
Some crypto thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
FTX
or some bank or something. I don't know.
Friedman.
It's still Minute Maid down in Houston, where the defending champs will raise their banners, get their rings. Yeah. Yada yada. All that fun stuff against the White Sox. A realistic chance to repeat for the Astros, although it's very, very tough to repeat. Not only in baseball, but in any sport.
It's not
really
easy. It's not easy, Carm.
Yeah, I mean, just off the top of my head, has anybody repeated since the Yankees did it 20-plus years ago? Have we had a repeat? I don't think we have. The Giants had their incredible one run where they went every other year.
Every other year. Kansas City went to back-to-back, won one, lost one.
They did.
Yeah.
The Phillies were in back-to-back, but won one, lost one, right? They won one against the Rays, and didn't they lose the next year to the Yanks? Like in 09, I think they did.
I believe you might be right.
I don't know that anybody since the Yankees has done it. The Dodgers didn't go back-to-back.
Win back-to-back.
They didn't win back-to-back.
Yeah, win to back-to-back. They may have been to back-to-back.
Yeah, but they didn't win. The Dodgers have only won in this incredible run they've been on. You know how many times in the last decade the Dodgers have won the West, Yurko?
Last 10 years.
9 times. Remember 2 years ago, San Francisco had that crazy run.
There you go.
Coming out of COVID, the 2021 season, San Francisco played great and won the division by like a game or two over the Dodgers. The Dodgers have won that division 9 out of the last 10 years. It's been a decade straight, and they were a wild card team that year, that they have been in the postseason, my friend. It is a long time. I see you're putting together your baseball preview, your predictions.
Yeah, yes. I want it to be fresh, Carm.
You want it to be fresh?
I want it to be fresh is what I'm looking to do. I want it to be fresh.
Nothing like doing your homework from last night while we're on the air.
Oh, listen, I love doing it this way.
Oh, you do?
I mean, that's the way I do it.
I bet you do.
Yeah, and where I've got the Cubbies is exactly where they're going to be.
Third place?
Third place in the division. Looking a little bit better than last year, but not much better. That's it.
So you and Cap made the wager again for the second straight year.
Yep.
On Cubs total wins. You guys just used the Vegas number, 77.5. You're taking the under, Cap's taking the over, so
right.
You're not quite as optimistic.
Well, remember, 12-3 last year in the final 15 for them to get 74 wins. People forget how bad this team was last year.
Yeah, they were bad.
Now, you've made additions, but two of your additions that you've made are guys that have been had off years. That are coming back. Dansby Swanson's not that guy. Dansby Swanson's a legitimate player that you brought in to make your team better. Okay, I get that. But Bellinger was a guy that struggled.
Yeah.
And he's continued to struggle.
He really has.
You got a little bit on the cheap, and you're hoping that he sparks. And he hopes that you hope that he does something. I think they hope he does something so they can move him before the trade deadline. That's what I think they're looking to do.
He'd really have to bounce back, wouldn't he?
It's a one-year deal contract.
Well, like if you're just totally out of it, you'd move him. He'd be one of the guys.
If you're 3 games below 500, what are you keeping him for?
Well, what if you're 3 games out of first?
What if he's out here and he's got a historic slash line, like something that he's done in the past?
Like when his MVP season happened?
Well, MVP a little less than the MVP, but he shows clear signs of the fact that hey, I figured something out. I've come back. Now there might be something of value coming back for Bellinger. So Stroman's the other guy. If they're not going to be where they need to be by the trade deadline, Stroman's the guy that you've got to move also.
And I know you hate to say this because you love the guy, but Ian Happ would make the most sense. Like if you're totally
he's a switch hitting thunder stick. I mean, those aren't easy to find.
How many home runs did he hit last year?
17, I believe.
Is that a thunder
stick? Almost would have led the White Sox.
I know,
by the way.
I know, but
yeah,
is that
look,
like
all of a sudden? Are you telling me Vaughn's a thunderstick down on the south side?
I didn't call him a thunderstick.
I understand.
You're calling Ian Happ a thunderstick. I don't know if 17 home runs is a thunderstick.
Andrew Vaughn was drafted number one overall, right?
No. He was the Sox number one pick.
Sox number one. So yeah. He was drafted in first round by the White Sox.
Yes.
And he was the best hitter in college baseball when he came out, wasn't he?
He was, yes.
Okay. Best hitter in college baseball coming out. He had two more homers than my switch hitting thunderstick. So,
but I wouldn't call Andrew Vaughn a thunderstick. It's a thunderstick. Kyle Schwarber's a thunderstick.
You leave my thunderstick into me,
right.
My friend.
You know how much thunderstick goes on down here.
I don't love Ian Happ. I overlove Ian.
You
Happ.
Do overlove Ian.
I've got
Happ.
The most love in the city for Ian Happ, except for his fiance.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Are you surprised that the Cubs win total in Vegas? Not that it's 77.5, but are you surprised that the over 77.5 is -125, unders +105.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are
surprised.
You a little surprised by that?
Yeah, I'd take the +105 side though.
That's the side you're on. Yeah.
Yeah,
Cap's laying the juice, man.
He needs to lay the juice.
The White Sox, meantime, have an over under in Vegas set at least. This is the points bet number
right now. What do you have, Carl?
This is pretty consistent. Yep. 83.5.
Yeah, I got the over.
And sadly, the under is -135.
Yeah.
What's so you're the laying the extra juice. I think it's +105 too, actually.
Well,
I think
105 plus, 135.
Yeah, I know. It's out of whack.
Spread.
I know.
It's one hell of
but
a spread.
But I thought
there.
I looked at it and it was. Hold on. Let me double check.
That don't make
I was
any
looking
sense.
At it last night. Yeah, you know, you hate it when they
should
don't do
the. Should be +105. Should be
-105. It's plus 105.
Yeah, but should be -105. What are they doing out there?
Yeah.
It's no good. Move
it's,
the number.
It's
if you don't like the wagering action, move the number.
Yeah.
And who'd you say bet on what? Your guys, your connections, your people, their consortium has done what for the White Sox number?
Unfortunately, they hammered the under. They did. They put a huge.
I'm hammering the
and
over.
For this group, a huge bet is like got a. It's got six figures in
it's
it.
It's got a couple commas.
There's a comma in the middle.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a heavy hitting crew.
Yeah, three figures, comma, three
and,
figures.
And they said, yeah, they've hammered the. That it pains me. It breaks my heart. I told them flat out, I said, I hope you lose your ass.
Yeah.
And for them, they
he said,
won't
I realize
sweat it
it.
That much.
I realize
said, yeah,
it.
I know. But
they're like, we'll make it back on another wager. You don't
said.
Have to worry about it.
I'm like, I hope you lose. I hope I can rub it in your face.
We're
I'm
gamblers.
Trying to be optimistic on
We're
the White
gamblers.
Sox. Greg Matzik, our teammate from ESPN Milwaukee and WTMJ, is going to jump on stage and join us for a few minutes next before he goes over to Wrigley. He covers the Brewers. He's got the lowdown on how he thinks this division might play out if the Brewers can compete. They're the second choice right now after the Cardinals. The Cubs and the White Sox are both third choice in each of their respective divisions in Vegas as we start the 2023 baseball season. Ring us up at 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and York. We're live at Old Crow with Miller Lite. We'll be right back.
This is the opening day live broadcast from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the show on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
On Twitch, even when we're out of the old National Bank State Street studio, we are live at Old Crow, and it is time to talk the Milwaukee side of things with the Brewers being in town. Our teammate from WTMJ ESPN Milwaukee, Greg Matzik, is up on stage with us. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Thanks for having me.
You know it. Baseball is here. You guys might have bigger fish to fry right now with this whole Aaron Rodgers saga and the Bucks charging towards the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the Bucks are going to win the title again, but let's talk baseball for a little bit. The Cubs are the third choice in this division, Greg. The Brewers are the second choice. The Cardinals are the favorite. It's the Centrals to me are both, you know, the balance of power is everywhere else other than
ragged,
the Centrals.
Yeah.
I love the Brewers pitching staff. I don't know how you can't. I don't love that lineup, but if everybody in that pitching staff stays healthy, there's no doubt the Brewers are one of the teams that's going to potentially push the Cardinals, or maybe wild card seems like it's going to be a long shot because the other divisions are so good. But what's the best case scenario here? Do you see the Brewers pushing the Cardinal pushing the Cards this
year? Yeah, so I see Cardinals with elite offense. I see Brewers with elite starting pitching. The Cubs are sort of above average and maybe average in all those categories. And then the Reds are a joke, and the Pirates I think are going to be terrible.
Yeah,
that's just kind of how it always seems to be. Every once in a while, the Reds become kind of a cute story for the first half of the year. But if history holds true, the Brewers will lead the division near the trade deadline, have a nice lead, and then trade their best player, okay, and then everything will fall apart. Like that, if history holds true, that's what we can look forward to.
That's what's going to happen again. And who would be traded?
The world?
Who's the best player that would be traded this year?
It's probably Corbin Burns, right? If you're talking about Corbin Burns taking the mound today at Wrigley Field, he might have a Cubs uniform on
can
in a couple
you imagine?
Of years.
He is great.
That'd be a nice thing.
It's fantastic.
I'll tell you, he's great. That top end of that pitching
we'll
staff.
We'll put him right next
so...
to Shohei when we get him.
Yeah, you wish.
There's three All-Stars, Carmen, right?
Yes.
There's three All-Stars at the start of the pitching
yes.
staff. And then you've got an All-Star closer.
Yes, you
now,
do.
The confusing part is 6th, 7th, 8th inning. Like that, yeah. I have no idea about that at this point because some good players from last year's team are gone, including Josh Hader. And you're spot on about the lineup. There's recognizable names.
Yeah.
But they've also underperformed in recent years. And Christian Yelich is at the top of the list.
Why has he underperformed so much, do you think? Does anybody know? Is it,
I think
is
he
it
got,
just baseball's hard? I mean, what is it?
I think he got lazy. Mm. If I'm being perfectly honest, he got his MVP. Mm. He was better than the game for 2 years.
He was.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, was.
It was unfair. And I feel like he kind of rested on that. So he really quietly, you'll hear this all the time, he had a great spring training.
Yeah, I know.
But it's also, I would put it under the category, better than the alternative. He wasn't a joke in spring training. So somewhere in there, Christian Yelich is going to be between what he did last year and his MVP year. If that nets at 275 with 25 home runs, I think your thumb's up in that.
Yeah.
The big question mark in the lineup is young players, right? Young players who are totally unproven are going to be relied upon to help carry the offense.
So where do the Brewers rank? I mean, I know it's opening day, but with everything else that's going on up there right now, Greg, with the Bucks charging again, looking like, to me, probably the best all-around team in the NBA, assuming they stay healthy, the Aaron Rodgers saga, like, opening day, it's easy to get excited. Like, where are the Brewers in the pecking order with everything right now?
Yeah, it's interesting. Statewide, I'd say the Brewers are kind of in that solid second position behind the Packers. There used to be at WTMJ a Packers rule, and the Packers rule was the Packers rule.
Mm-hmm.
And Yurko knows all about that.
Yurko
right?
knows.
It's 100% true.
I mean, win or lose, right? The fan base is not apathetic.
Yeah.
You know, there were years where the Bucks fan base was apathetic because mm-hmm. it was 38 wins, sub 500, get blown out by the Heat in the first round.
Yeah.
As well,
Paul
doing this again?
Paul McKeskey lumbering up and down the court.
And even in their championship years, I would say the Bucks don't have as much statewide appeal as the Brewers do. So to me, it's Packers, it's Brewers, Badgers,
amazing.
Football, and Bucks are sort of in that number three area.
And I know he's like the third choice for MVP, and he's probably not going to win it, but there's also probably not a better, like, complete player than Giannis right now in the NBA.
No.
Like, I don't, as, and I love Joker. I really do. I probably vote for Embiid if I had an MVP vote. I don't. He's great. I still don't think I would take anybody in the NBA right now if you said your first pick for the next 5 years other than Giannis.
Yeah. You had a triple-double in, like, 20 minutes yesterday.
Crazy.
Just okay. It's whatever.
Absolutely crazy.
It's time and time again.
Like, he's just that good. Are the Packers going to get this thing done with the Jets? What do you think?
Isn't it funny to hear all the posturing going on? If you're paying attention to this, right?
I mean, we have. Like, I feel like we pay maybe too much attention to it.
I don't know if the Packers need to be in any hurry.
They got their quarterback,
they've come
right?
out, they've come out and they've simply said, listen, he's not going to be in our team. And guess what? Now we don't care. We're either going to agree to something or we're not going to agree. But he's going to move on.
But at what point, like, does it become a problem for them if they take that attitude? At some point, aren't they going to owe him that $58 million if they don't get a deal done?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
yes.
Is it just...
It's a problem if he comes to training camp. That's the problem.
That's when it gets
right?
to be a problem? All right, so we've got months.
Yeah, so and you've probably heard the phrase, but deadlines spur action, right? So
deadline
number one is the draft.
Right.
So, but if the Packers don't get the Jets' first-round pick, okay, they can hold off, right? They can have picks in future years. I don't think that's a big deal. So that's a deadline, but I don't think it's the deadline. But if I'm the Jets and Woody Johnson's starting to chirp a little bit,
yeah.
Saying he's anxious,
yeah,
optimistic,
I know, I saw that.
Wants to get it done. Like, he's thinking jersey sales. He's thinking, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yes.
I don't know how much more team building they have left to do.
Right.
But they have to energize a fan base that is now starting to move to their edge of their seat saying, wait a minute, I thought this was a done deal. What happened?
There's always drama, my man.
Yeah,
it's good seeing you.
They don't want Zach Wilson.
Always,
sure.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Enjoy the game. It's always good seeing you, buddy. We got to come up and visit you guys in Milwaukee soon, too.
Appreciate
right?
you guys,
thanks,
man.
Greg.
Yeah, anytime. You
that's
bet.
Greg Matzik,
you bet.
Our teammate from WTMJ ESPN Milwaukee. We got Connor McKnight talking White Sox when we come back. We're live at Old Crow with Miller Lite. Come by and see us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.